Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Hello, everybody. My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight and your DJ of love. You are listening to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romance. Every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So I hope you all have your candles burning and your tea brewing for a romantic evening. We have a really special guest with us tonight. Her name is Nita Nee Paris, and she's beautiful and lovely, and she has great music. And we're actually going to start off the show and welcome her with one of my absolute favorite songs by her. This song is called Like They Do It in the Movies, and it's really fun and sexy and romantic. So I hope you guys like it. Enjoy.
Girl is gonna get there.
Thank you so very much, Nita Nee, for being on the show with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Jamie. It's an honor to be here with you.
Oh, I love it. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in music.
Well, I've been writing songs, I think, probably since I was 8 or 9 years old. I didn't realize I was a songwriter until a few years ago, though, maybe about 5 years ago. Growing up, my father always played guitar and sang to us, so I had that influence. And I remember that I would always memorize the lyrics to every song. Lyrics were so important to me. I always had to know what the meaning was behind all of the lyrics. So I wrote poetry and stories, but I never really saw myself as a creative person until about 5 years ago when I finally had the courage to leave the corporate world. And that's when I just decided to dive deeper into an exploration of myself. And I started taking some creative writing classes at UCLA. And I took a songwriting class with Marty Panzer, who's a hit songwriter, who wrote Even Now and Through the Years. And as a result of my work in that class, I was awarded a scholarship for excellence in songwriting. And then I was honored to continue studying with him for a few years. And since then, I've been studying the craft of songwriting with excellent coaches, taking workshops with experts like Jason Blum, Steve Seskin, Pat Pattison, Mary Gaucher. Just about anybody I can find who's teaching.
I love how you're like, well, I took one songwriting class, and then I got a scholarship, and now I'm writing 100 songs in 100 days. I love it.
Yes, yes.
You're like a prodigy, I think, of the music world, so congratulations to you.
Okay.
I think you did a good choice when you left the corporate world to pursue music. Your songs are so incredibly strong. I love them.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that project, 100 Songs in 100 Days. What inspired you to come up with this challenge, and how has it been going for you?
Well, it's going great. I started it because I was doing this creativity workshop in LA called Produce Like Picasso with Kelly Morgan, and she does workshops in the artist way, so that's where I met her. And this was kind of an extension of that. And the project was to the meaning of the workshop was to embark on this creative project and then just kick it off. So to get started and have the support of the group. And as I was searching for the right idea for the project, it just became clear that the only thing that made sense for me right now was to dive deeper into my work and push past some of the obstacles I was facing in my writing. So that's why I decided to do 100 songs in 100 days. I really wanted to challenge myself, not only to exercise my writing muscles, but also to meet commitments that I've had, and also to build my music catalog. So today is day 63, and I'm happy to say I've exceeded my goal so far. I started and finished several new collaborations. I have about 12 new finished recordings, many new work tapes, and many new lyrics that are going to be developed over time. So there's one thing, though, about the project that surprises me, that kind of came out of it that was not anticipated, is that a lot of other things have come to me. Other creative projects are coming up. Other opportunities are coming to me, and ideas for new projects and new revenue streams. And it's just a very exciting time. So I'm filled with gratitude right now for it. This project has been really a blessing for me.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing that it's this door opener for you.
Yes.
Now, obviously, you sing in some of these songs yourself, and then you also have other vocalists that sing with you as well. So how is it different for you writing a song for yourself versus writing a song that somebody else will sing?
Oh, Jamie, I would love to be able to say that I'm singing in these songs, but all of the songs here are recorded by professional singers. I sing usually just to convey the melody to the singer, and sometimes you'll hear me on backgrounds, but I always have somebody else sing my songs. There's so many beautiful singers here in L.A., but thank you for that compliment.
Oh, absolutely. I see that you've done a lot of work with this one group, Hollywood and Mars. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. Hollywood and Mars actually was started by my husband, Jean-Pierre Williams, and it's made up of a core group of scientists. They're actually NASA scientists that work at UCLA. And then we feature different singers in L.A. We've had some amazing singers working with us. Ali Feeder is the one who you'll hear on a lot of the songs, and she was singing the lead for our band, and her career just started to take off this year. So we have some other singers that we're auditioning right now, but the band performs a mix of kind of indie rock, pop, Americana songs, And so you can read more about them at HollywoodandMars.com, but we're planning some shows coming up in the near future.
So do you have a particular genre of music that you like to write more than another?
Well, I love, I really enjoy every genre. I don't limit myself, and I don't really feel, I know sometimes people feel that you should choose one that you're best at, but I just love doing different kinds of projects. My favorite, I guess, would be Americana, because I like songs that have a good story and maybe a good message, and personal songs that are really heartfelt. So if I had to choose, I would choose that. But I just wrote this new funk song that I just love right now, so I'm excited about that too.
What's the name of that one?
Well, I don't know if we can say it on the radio.
Oh, is it naughty?
Well, not really naughty, but I'll tell you the title. It's called Batshit Crazy.
Cool.
So, but it's a fun song. It's a really fun song.
Is there a particular genre that's hard for you to write or it's more challenging than another?
Rock.
How come?
I don't know why. I think for me, my songwriting is always based on a project, so I'm always trying to pitch for artists or for film and television placements, and it seems harder for me to find those with rock. So it's something I do less of. The ones I have written, I've written with people that are performing, and so it's not the easiest one.
So cool. We opened the show with they do it in the movies. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how you wrote that one and your connection to it.
All right. Well, that one, actually, it started out with in a different way altogether. I had a friend of mine from London who wanted me to write a song for a person she knows who has a club, a nightclub in London. So this song was known as his song for the longest time. And it just was rewritten and rewritten. But the lyric came to me. I was in the studio working on another song, and it just suddenly came to me that I had to write a song about being kissed like I did in From Here to Eternity. And I started working on the track right after that, and then the lyric just came suddenly. And then I worked with on the vocals on that are done by Sheila, who's
Yay.
A Swiss Italian singer artist who's I've worked with on some other songs. So she's doing the vocals on that song, so I'm really excited about that song.
Oh, I love it. Yes, for all of you listeners, just so you know, we're actually having Sheila on the radio on our show, and she's actually going to be on our show this June. So if you like the music that you've heard from her this episode, you can tune in on June 1st at 7 o'clock, and you're going to be able to hear more music from her. Now, she also has another song that she's done with you called Champagne and Sugar, which we're going to play for you guys right now. So this is Champagne and Sugar. Enjoy it.
Dancing with the pearls that were red high heels. He wore
important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauran.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And right now we have a beautiful romantic poet on the line with us right now, calling in from Chicago. And we have Zara with her raw poetry. How are you doing, love?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So this girl is a trooper, you guys, because she's literally like in transit and just arriving. And she's like, I'm super calling in. No worries.
It's fine. I look forward to it every week. So I'm good. I'm situated now. I'm good. We're checked in. We're good to go.
That's awesome. That's so, so cool. So what poem do you have for us tonight?
This poem's a little different. It's called Don't Make Me Wake Up. And it's, you know, it's sort of about how sometimes we, you know, we want to just remember people for what they were and not who they become.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of, yeah, sort of theme going through it. So
I love it. Well, feel free to read it anytime you're ready.
Okay. They say your mind is designed to protect itself. We purposely place the wounded soldiers in a room we never want to find the key to. Their screams come to life in our dreams. I was always taught that when we sleep, it unlocks the combination of our souls to be released from our bodies, to be free, untamed, and make love to whomever they choose. Sometimes our souls never want to come back. They don't want to come back to our bodies. So instead, they put us to rest. They keep us in this indefinite euphoric high. Sometimes I can't tell the difference if I'm awake or I'm dreaming. My soul sings a lullaby to my body, and I sleep, allowing her to leave me and be free, as long as she promises to come back, even though I'm addicted to the happiness she brings me. There are moments when my eyes are open, I feel life, as if I've been sleeping alongside the Egyptian pharaohs and just woke up. There are times when she dances in the back of my mind, begging me to set her free. I loved you in my dreams. I loved you with my eyes wide open. You left me a broken soul for what? I don't even think I will ever understand. I fight for love, but not for ours. I fight every day to mend my pieces and erase your fingerprints. You broke an unbreakable being. Better yet, I let you. You took my biggest weakness, which is my greatest strength, my heart. You twisted, lied, and you shook hands with the devil while wearing a halo. I will never forgive you, but I will forget you. I know we have chased each other in other lifetimes. This one wasn't meant for us. You have so much to learn, and I have nothing more to give you. You won the battle, but lost the war. Let me be lost in my dreams and remember the man I loved. When I am awake, I see the man in front of me that has become my nightmare. Till we meet again, mi amor.
Oh, that is beautiful. Thank you so much for reading that.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys liked it.
I do. I love it. I love all the poems you write. You're very, very talented.
Thank you. So that one was actually written on the plane. I was very excited. So I was literally free-falling. Loved it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thought it was great. I wanted to write it in a really great, you know, and you're like 30,000 feet in the air, and I was like, oh, what better way to find inspiration?
That is exactly right. That is so true.
Yeah.
Aw. So tell us a little bit about the progress of your song.
So I'm really excited. We did the verse recordings with the male artist because there's a female and male on this track. So we did the verses with the male like Monday of last week, and this coming Friday we're adding the female to the chorus. And we're really excited because we've heard the sample of, you know, the rough sampling, if you will. Oh my God, it's amazing. I could not stop smiling. I'm floored at what has been created, and I know it's going to be beyond epic.
Yay! Well, I'm super excited to hear it. We're all excited to hear it here, so that's so cool. We're all excited for you.
Thank
awesome.
You.
And then did you want to tell everybody a little bit about Paris?
Well, hopefully we will make it to broadcasting in Paris, and maybe we'll showcase the track while we're out there. But
hey.
me and you are hoping to be able to make it. So if anybody wants to help us on the Indiegogo site or just help us in general, that would be great.
Perfect. So you guys just go to Indiegogo and search for Facets of the Heart for ways you guys can contribute and the ways that you guys can get helped back. So that would be cool. And for all of you guys that would like to follow Zara throughout the week, you can go to her Facebook at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/zibraham181. So thank you so much for being on the show, baby girl. And enjoy Chicago. And we can't wait to hear more poetry from you next week.
Jay, well, thank you so much, and at least it's not cold here, so I'm okay with that. I'll take it. Okay,
awesome.
I'll see you next week.
Sounds good, sweetheart.
Okay,
right.
Bye.
And now we have more from Nita Nee Paris. So we have her with us right now, and we're going to be able to ask her some more questions about her music. So you guys just heard the song Champagne and Sugar, written by Sheila and Nita Nee Paris. So tell us a little bit about that song, Nita Nee.
Yes, we wrote Champagne and Sugar together, and that song has won several awards, and so we're really excited about it. That song, it's funny, the inspiration for that song, it started out as a lyric, and it was just after we were celebrating a birthday, and it was a cake and champagne party. And when I was cleaning up, I noticed Sheila's pink lipstick on my champagne glass. And I thought, there's a song right there. So anyway, that's how it started. And it was kind of meant to be about some of the nightlife in L.A.
Aw. Well, you say that there's a little bit of you in all of the characters of your songs.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about that?
In regards to that song?
Or in regards to some of your songs in general?
Yeah, you know, I find that every song has some basis in truth. There's something about, either it's something deep about myself or something from that comes up unexpectedly from my childhood, or I sometimes feel inspired to write the most after I've had an experience, like my song The Lion I wrote after I was hurt by somebody, so I felt compelled to write that. Champagne and Sugar I wrote after we had this fun night together, and we had so many of them together, so that sort of thing. So most of the songs come out of some real experience. Some of them are stories, but most of them come out of some real experience.
I love it. So we just had the big ASCAP celebration, which was so cool. So yes. Thank you for including me in that over the weekend. That was awesome. Did you get anything in particular out of ASCAP this year that maybe was different than previous years?
Well, you know, this year was, I think, was the best. I've been going, I think this is my fifth year, and I've been an ASCAP member for several years. I actually had the pleasure of meeting several of the ASCAP staff personally this weekend, and I had the chance to tell them that this was definitely by far the best one. And I think it's because there is an increase in the opportunities for networking at this event. And, you know, it's such a great place. The Expo is such a great place to meet talent and for people to get together with industry professionals. And people come from all around the world for it. So I think it's, I definitely recommend it to anyone. It's a fantastic opportunity. And then I always try to have a host an after party so I can give people a chance to wind down and relax. And for me, it's kind of like a way to hold on to the magic a little longer because the Expo is just amazing, amazing experience.
Oh, that is so true, you guys. She threw an amazing after party. It was so fun. I got to go. Yay. And actually, for the next few months now, I've met a lot of people at her party that are going to be on the show. So you guys, it'll be a little ASCAP-themed months coming up, so you guys will love it. So tell us a little bit about your song, Oh My Soul.
Oh, okay. So, Oh My Soul, that song is really about connecting with my soul. And it really, I was sitting in nature by the ocean, and it was just one of those moments where I really felt present in the moment. It doesn't happen all the time, although I'm striving for that all the time. I felt that, and I looked up, and there must have been 25 whales jumping out in the ocean, just off the coast. And so it was, I was inspired, and I wanted to write something about feeling a connection with the higher self and really following your path and accepting yourself for who you are. So that's kind of what it's about. So it's a very personal song.
That is so cool. Do you find that you incorporate your spirituality into your music a lot?
I do. Sometimes I find the best songs are the kind that feel spiritual to me. Like my song, Ghost of the Mockingbird. That song, I was working late. I remember I wrote maybe 5 songs and I was working really late. It was maybe 3 or 4 in the morning. And that song was like a stream of consciousness kind of writing. It sort of felt like somebody else wrote it. So I know it's mine because it's my story, but whether I intend it or not, a lot of times the songs really make me feel more connected to spirituality.
Well, we are going to play Me to Me Paris. Right now, this is Oh My Soul.
Abandon my
And that was Oh My Soul by Nita Nee. And now we have a very, very cool segment of the show. We have our Artist to Watch segment. And I'm super excited about this artist because it was brought my way just within the last 2 hours. And immediately when Jeff showed it to me or showed me the song, I was like, yes, we have to feature this. This is incredibly awesome. So, Jeff, why don't you introduce the Artist to Watch this week to our listeners?
Okay. The one we got tonight, a woman named Natalie Taylor. And earlier this evening, like Jamie said, no more than probably an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, I'm scrolling through music, and as I do most often, and came across an amazing voice. And she hasn't been around very long. She's got 2 EPs. She can be found singing a song called Control on Finding Carter on MTV. It kind of got her a little bit of a boost. Her new EP just came out less than a week ago. It's called Wildfire. And I have to tell you, it's a must listen to. I was immediately taken by her voice. It's, you know, one of those tracks that you become inspired by. But what made it more interesting was as I just found out about her, so I had to do a little bit of research and find out a little bit more about her. And as I'm scrolling through and finding out things, I found out the song we're featuring tonight is actually the lead track for a movie, a documentary that's coming out May 29th called The True Cost. And she was involved in the production of this, and she was a major player in making this happen. And it's all about the fashion industry and not necessarily the final product, but how it gets from, the labor cost and people who are really, not necessarily making ends meet, and that compared to what the final product is. And it just really, really moved me. If you have an opportunity, it is a must-watch to watch the preview for The True Cost. Her song fits it absolutely. And if you're not inspired by it, if it doesn't touch you in some way, I would question that. Check it out. Check out Natalie Taylor. She's got several other tracks that are available on YouTube. She's utilized that that mainframe exceptionally well. Check her out. You will love what you hear.
Yeah, you guys really will. We actually even had a different artist to watch already queued up, and then we heard the song, and we were like, no, we need Natalie Taylor. She's awesome. So you guys definitely keep an eye out for her or an ear out for her. Definitely great things coming up, I'm sure. This is called I Want It All by Natalie Taylor. Jeff.
Golden rings, and I get
And that was Natalie Taylor with I Want It All. Definitely artist to watch. Super, super cool. Now we have our sneak peek song of the week, and our artist that is a sneak peek this week is Mumford & Sons, and they come out with their new album tomorrow. And I like some of the songs from their album. Obviously, I really like the song Believe, but that one's already been out, so that's not a sneak peek, but it's my favorite pick of the album. I kind of have these two songs that are tied as my favorite from the album. One of them is Tompkins Square Park. Another one is Deep Mess. And the thing is they're kind of about the same topic, and they sound very similar, but I really like them both. So I was unsure which one I should play, but I think I'm going to play Tompkins Square Park because that one doesn't make me cry. And when I listen to Ditmus, it's a little more emotional. So I'm going to save that for the extended part of the show, so you guys will be able to hear it in the extended part. So this is Tompkins Square Park by Mumford & Sons. So I hope you guys love it.
Trick you, babe. I just tried to work it out. but I was swallowed up by doubt. If only things were black and white, 'cause I just wanna hold you tight without holding back my mind. Without holding back my
was Mumford and Sons with their Wilder Mind Deluxe Edition album that's coming out tomorrow. That was Tompkins Square Park. So keep an ear out for their song Ditmas, which is coming in the extended podcast version of the show. So now we have more from Nitani Paris. And we have her talking more about some music that she has. So,
tell us a little bit about Ghost of the Mockingbird.
I didn't have any idea what was going to come out. It just all came out at one time. So, and I know I didn't feel like I should change it to make it more marketable because it was so personal. And it's the kind of song where a lot of friends tell me that they think I wrote it about them. I've had several people tell me that. But it's really about overcoming adversity. It's set in the one of the earliest neighborhoods that I lived in that was very multicultural. In fact, behind my house, we had one of the oldest African-American churches in the country. And we also had a Puerto Rican church across the street. So I had a lot of these influences. So I have a lot of really rich memories from that time. So, and that song is just about, a girl who has to overcome a lot of adversity.
Oh, that's so empowering. Tell us a little bit about your song, Waiting Out the Wanting.
Oh, okay. So that's the newest song that I've just finished recording the demo in Nashville. I recorded it at Beard Music Group and with an amazing singer there. And I'm really excited about it. I wrote that song with my husband, Jean-Pierre Williams. And
Now, how can you chose Nashville out of all the places in the world you could go to be your second home to L.A.?
Well, you know, I think it's been said, and it's definitely true, that anybody who's serious about songwriting should spend some time in Nashville. I think they say you should live there if you can. But especially for country, folk, Americana, I think it's so good to go there. And I went there for a writing coach. I went there to do an NSAI workshop and a Pat Pattison workshop for the first time. And I fell in love with the place and I fell in love with the people. And so I've been going back just about every month, or maybe every month and a half since then. And there's always great music everywhere you go, and there's always great workshops to take, and a lot of support. And so I love Nashville.
Tell us about your other love. Tell us about your connection to Paris.
Oh, Paris. Well, okay. So I had my first date. Let me start by saying when I was a child, I wanted to go to Paris, always wanted to go. And I used to make a joke. Back then, it was considered impossible for me to go to Paris. And I remember I used to always say to people, I have to go. I have to catch a flight to Paris. And just to be funny. And then so when I grew up, I naturally, the first time I had a chance to travel, I went to Paris. But I went to Paris with my husband now on our first date. Our first time alone was in Paris. And we spent several days just in this little car driving around the Loire Valley, doing wine tasting and eating baguette and cheese for days. And It's just this really romantic time. We later went back and were engaged in Paris. Actually, got engaged in Paris twice. So the first time was in the fountain at Trocadero.
Mm-hmm.
We jumped in that fountain like at 1 a.m. in our underwear, and we exchanged rings. and then we went back and got engaged again when we were ready to set a date. We went back to Monet's garden and got engaged on the Japanese bridge.
Oh, that is so romantic.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that so much. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your song, Angels Like You.
Okay, Angels Like You is really a special song to me because in the beginning when I didn't think I was creative when I first started writing. And even when I started writing lyrics, I thought, well, I can write lyrics, but I can't do melody. So there are all of these obstacles. And so it's been an evolution for me. And Angels Like You was the first song that I did where I wrote my own melody. And I was so excited about it. I was taking a workshop at UCLA with Phil Swan, and first time I really tried to kind of branch out and do these melodies. And I wrote the song about the people in life who lift me up, the people that have been with me on my journey, you know, all the way from my childhood to becoming an artist. And I think it's kind of about the way we sometimes, or I sometimes, get diverted from my purpose, how I often let this happen, and how I've overcome that. It hasn't always been easy, but I feel like I've reinvented myself numerous times. And I know that without people like these angels in my life, I might not have made it. So I'm always grateful to them. And that's what this song is about.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So obviously this is a major project for you, the 100 songs. And is there anywhere that people can buy your music or hear it or find it if they want to listen to your music?
The best place right now is to go to my website, which is meetoneparis.com. And I have music on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation. And I also have songs that are featured on Women of Substance Radio. There's a song this month that's being played for Mother's Day, but it's being featured every day at 5 o'clock. And it's a song I wrote for my daughter called Honey Pie. Mm. And that's it. And then I also have songs that are performed around LA with some of the artists I'm working with. And two of my songs have been placed in a feature film recently.
Ooh.
The song that I wrote with Sheila, Champagne and Sugar. And another song I wrote called Fun to Touch. That's another dance electronic track that I wrote. And it features the vocals of a good friend of mine, Rachel Lynn Sebastian. Both of those songs are in that film, and it's called Muffin Top. It was directed by a really talented director, Catherine Michon, and it was released a few months ago. So you can hear those songs in there, too.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, we have actually reached the top of the hour.
Well, I would like to say thank you. Thank you for including me. I'm honored to be part of this, so I'm grateful. Thanks.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm excited to have you on the show, and I just love your music. I love playing it, and I love that we got to connect in LA. You're an angel for sure.
Thank you, Jamie.
All right, honey. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. And thank you guys so much for listening to Facets of the Heart every Monday night. We have more of Nitani's music in the extended podcast version of the show. So stay tuned and keep listening because we have lots of cool more music coming up for you. We also have a really cool artist that I met at ASCAP's this weekend, which was really cool, Alpine Universe. We have Andy that has two songs we're going to play in this extended podcast version as well. We have his song Escape, and we also have his song Foolish. So you'll be able to keep an eye out or an ear out for that as well. So right now we are going to play Nitani, Waiting Out the Wanting. So have a beautiful evening, everyone. Bye.
I may never make it out of among jesters, clowns, and phony sages. You come and guide me home tonight. I know I'd fade into shades of blue without the love of angels like you. Yellow brick roads and drifted white snow. Life has left me broken, twisted, and low. Why am I still
And in time, this one reminds the other of a past, a life lived much too fast to hold on to. How am I losing you? A broken house, another dry month waiting for the rain. I had been resisting this decay. I thought you'd do the same. But this is all I ever was. And this is all you came across those years ago. Now you've gone too far. Don't tell me that I changed, because that's not the truth. And now I'm losing you. Fragile sound. The world outside just watches as we crawl. Crawl towards a life of fragile lines and wasted time. And so I cry as I hold you for the last time in this life. This life I tried so hard to give to you. What would you have me do? But this is all I. Empty as the bed we made. Is there another?